Welcome to the Takeoff Podcast, guys. I'm your host, Reese.
I'm your other host, Sean.
And we got two guests today. Matt Cleveland, Matthew Cleveland, and Cam. Can you pronounce your last name, dude? I don't know.
Shoning.
I was going to murder it if I try to pronounce that shit. But anyways, two guests today. You guys are both from Riverton. Well, graduated high school from Riverton. I'll kind of let them go into their background, whatever. Who wants to start?
All right, well, I'm Matt, and kind of from all around Wyoming. And then met these boys a couple years ago, and been hanging out since.
Yeah.
Nice. My name's Cameron. I'm also from Riverton, and I happen to be Matt's lovely roommate. And I also met Sean and Reese a few moons ago at our old house, so excited to be here.
Yeah, so... we've been trying to have these guys on for a while. Matt went with us to Havasu last year. You might have saw him on some of the videos we posted, that sort of stuff. Cam didn't last year, but is this year. So he'll for sure be on that. And, what do you want to talk about, Sean, as far as, Matt and Cam? What do you got to say about these guys here?
Well, me and Matt are kind of beefing right now.
That's why Sean's quiet right now. I know it is.
We're having a lovely couple disagreement.
I don't know. I feel like we have those a lot.
And it's because we're very good friends. And it's, you know, because we're pretty much the same person.
Because when they showed up today, Matt thought Sean was at 100, right? He said you're always at 100, man.
And I think
he's always running.
I think Matt is the same energy. I think that he just thinks that he's chill and he just acts like he's chill and cool and calm and collected, but he's really not.
So you if you get like a couple of people in the room who don't know either of us, and you just have a conversation with either of us, they're going to say that you're running on a whole lot more energy, in my opinion.
But that's fine, bro. Like, I'm sorry that you have no energy, fuckboy. Like,
it's crazy.
It's not that I don't have
energy. I'm sorry that you're old as fuck. Like, I don't...
Old is a little excessive. You're just young.
Okay, like what?
Yeah, so me and Cam aren't beefing right now, though. Couldn't tell you why. I mean, I could tell you why, but I can't tell you why. And so...
No, tell them why.
No.
No, say it.
Can't tell him why.
No, say it. Matt, tell him why.
Tell him why what? Sorry.
Why they're not beefing. Because it's obviously something of what, Reese?
Whoa.
It's nothing.
You know, hey, it's nothing of the sort. It's just here's the deal. Me and Cam aren't
what
beefing.
Sort?
Because me and Cam aren't, as you guys are saying, on 100 and not at 100. Me and Cam are just here.
We're
just
first of all.
So wait.
So this is what happened,
bro. Are you saying that, like... Me and Sean, you intend to run.
Clearly,
at 100?
You and Sean are too worried about energies around here. That's what I'm getting from it.
So me and Sean specifically.
I mean, that's the way it's looking.
Why us two specifically?
I don't know. You guys just were talking about why you're beefing, and me and Cam aren't beefing, are we?
No.
I'm not beefing with Sean. I'm not beefing with Matt or Cam.
I wouldn't really call it beef. It's more like, just a subtle.
If you could hit Sean in the face right now, would
play
you?
Fighting.
Maybe.
Just like a little slap,
dude. The problem with probably. That one is Matt could never hit me because he's too much of a weak bitch.
I tell you what though, if I were to ever, now I'm not the guy get in a fight, but the first thing I'm doing if I do is backhanding someone.
Yeah.
Because here's why.
No, stop fucking with the mic.
Because you might lose a fight, but if you get a backhand off, you're gonna humiliate them. I can't even say the word.
Exactly.
What, like, even
I just
want to
say that.
I feel like that's the most disrespectful.
You ever
thing
seen
to
that
do
video of that
grown
dude?
Man.
that dude who backhands that other dude and just knocks him out? Like over a table
Who's
or something like that?
Was that, Matt?
Was it like.
It looked like they were in like.
Was it like show. On the slap fighting thing? Or
no,
it
was just like. He just literally walked up to this dude and just backhanded and like knocked him out.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That's got to be the most embarrassing way to get knocked out.
1,000%.
Just getting back.
Because a backhand, it's disrespectful.
Just a pimp slap. Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because really, you could just punch someone, but if you're backhanding them, you're being disrespectful.
You thought about it.
Yeah. It's like something your mom would do to you, you know?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if you do that to a grown man, as a grown man, exactly. That's disrespectful.
Exactly. I don't think I could take that one.
No.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, Matt would never be able to hit me with a punch. He's too slow.
See, okay. Man, I shouldn't have even asked this question because this is just
good. It's getting a little bit out of hand.
It's getting
out of hand. But I mean, you know, your podcast, your rules. So. Your mind, your rules.
So, I don't know if you guys saw today. Matt said he didn't see it when I was talking to him earlier.
You sent me it from a different person. By the way, Matt and I aren't really beefing and we're not going to fight. We just had a disagreement.
But kind of a current event, NCAA 25 is what they're calling it. I know there's some questions about that early on, but came out today. Well, the trailer. It didn't come out.
No, not the official trailer. Well, it was
official. It was a trailer.
But the more coming soon.
Was it like a leak sort of
thing? No, it was a trailer.
Officially.
They said full game content.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going
to be released later.
In May.
Because they didn't show any of the game content. They just showed, it was just like a trailer. It was just like a...
Just a quick little promo.
It was like a hype video for it, kind
of. Yeah, that's cool.
But it was like 2 minutes long. It was pretty cool.
Really? Yeah. Was it like showing the old games?
No.
No, it was like, they were just showing like college football, like...
Yeah, you guys can watch it if you want.
Yeah, you can watch it.
Let's see if I can fucking pull this shit up.
It's like a hype video.
Is it straight from EA?
Yeah.
Got something special for y'all. Little update for our fans from the Big House to the Bayou. From Carolina to California.
Sorry for the people listening. You're going to have to deal with this for a second.
We know you love it.
It's only like 2 minutes.
Us too. The rivalries. Comebacks. The traditions and superstitions built by generations. There's nothing like it. Turns out... We've been building, too. So let's address the Big Al in the room. Yeah, we've seen the posts, the predictions, the doubts. We get it. It's been a minute.
That's pretty hard.
Let's just say, this ain't the only jersey we've been wearing.
Was it from 14 or something?
Yeah.
11 years.
The game this sport deserves. Because pretty soon... This place will be full again. Until then, cue the crowd noise.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bell.
So I have a couple takeaways from that. It was kind of slow going in, but I wish that GTA 6 would do something like that, where it posts some of the like. Comments about it like never coming out, and then they're like it's really happening, like that's cool.
Well, the thing about GTA 6 is just Rockstar Games in general, who make GTA, they never do like hardly any advertising. Like they release the initial trailer for it, and then they don't do shit until it comes out.
Exactly. I mean, they don't really need to. There's
no
so much
I mean
hype
like
it.
It's
but how cool
it's arguably the greatest game of all time.
Bro, have you guys ever played NCAA 20 or 14?
Yeah,
back in the day.
Dude, how old were you guys in 2014? By the way, this is when the last 13? NCAA came out.
Yeah,
12 and 13, pretty
13,
much.
13, yep.
That was 11.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just nuts.
It was a good game. This one's going to be
This one looks
impressive.
Sick. Well, I saw there was things where it was like they were coming out with, or each stadium that you play in was going to have like three different like...
Noises,
yeah, like chants and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because they were recording at...
specific to that stadium.
Yeah, dude, what? It does that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm sure ours will be in heaven. There is no beer. But...
Yeah. You think they'll put
you
the
think
beer
War
song
Memorial?
In there?
Yeah. Is War Memorial
going to
be
it? I asked him.
It was in 14.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Bro, I asked
it's
him.
It's changed so much since 14, too.
If they would have thought, like, if we would put the beer song in. But I think that they won't because it's, like, such an EA, like, E-rated game.
Yeah,
I'm talking about beer and stuff.
It would be a legendary song.
I think they'll have our like
probably
song.
Be the
they might have like the band playing, but like not vocals.
Yeah.
That would be fucking nuts.
Like Cowboy Joe would be sick. Well, obviously, they're probably gonna put like
11 years though. That shit better be way better than any fucking Madden game ever, dude. Mm-hmm.
Dude, just by it being college football, I think it's gonna be better.
It is.
Yeah, but like,
be awesome.
Think about the graphics that like
legendary
for Madden that have stayed the same for like 6 years, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like NCAA better.
I'm honestly not even worried about movement or anything though. I'm just like, cause it's
I think they're focusing more on like the experience.
Yeah.
Bro, which apparently, Reese was saying that you're supposed to have like almost like a my player option.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be sweet.
Kind of like it's supposed to be, cause you sent me that video today.
With like like you're playing.
Like you can, kind of like 2K, like, but I don't think they're gonna have like a park. Yeah, like you get to, which I think they kind of already like, kind of had something like that.
Yeah, didn't they?
Doing it in VR would be sick.
You know, where you get to imagine pick where you go to school and shit.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah, exactly.
And like a path. Thing. And, yeah.
That would be cool though if they had like a 7-on-7.
Yeah, like a
multiplayer. Well, bro, I don't know why they wouldn't, because all the Maddens.
I bet you they do. Yeah, because say the multiplayer is so huge right now.
Yeah. We'll slowly get there in the next couple of years.
Well, and like, there's going to be people playing every position too. Obviously, you're going to have like a surplus of a certain position.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Bro, my dad on 2014 was playing like O-line.
Really?
Dead ass. He wouldn't play like quarterback or anything. He'd play lineman or like
that
defensive lineman.
That's actually
old,
absurd.
Old man,
like imagine getting on the video and be like, I'm trying to be in the trenches today. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And just getting
just
in there and
watch
like,
the
bro,
computer
and he
just
would,
work.
Fucking shuffle.
He puts himself in the quarterback and just throws check downs the whole time.
Huh? Dude, my dad was a fucking monster.
Hey man, I do play defensive line in Madden. Cause that shit's fun. You wanna get sacks, but offensive line is crazy.
Yeah, that's
dude. He used to beat the fuck out of me in that game. Like I'm not even kidding. Like my dad
because
is
he had the computer.
Me.
Yeah, he had the computers playing, and he was blocking one dude. That's why.
No. I'm not saying like he would just play like lineman. As in like his face of the franchise position was a lineman.
That's actually absurd.
Yes, and then when we would play like 1v1, like we would just play like a normal expedition match, like he would beat me like 40-7. Like I'm not even kidding. Jeez. The dude is cracked at it.
Yeah.
Like he's crazy at that game.
I'm not good at video games, but I'd be caught dead in a grave before I'd let my dad beat me. Mm.
But my dad would sit there and play the game.
To see my dad
hold
a controller, I would just have to get a picture.
My dad,
he's so old.
Bro, he wouldn't play any other game but NCAA. He wouldn't even play Madden. He would just play NCAA.
That's awesome. That's wild.
Yeah, but... No, I'm excited for that. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
GTA 6, when's that coming out next year?
I don't even know if they have a legit.
I saw the trip, dude. They had like girls twerking on there and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah,
like
they're going crazy.
And I don't mean that in a weird way. Like I mean like the graphics are just
crazy.
Yeah, they're insane.
Yeah, they're nuts.
They said 2025, but I would imagine it's gonna be like fucking December of 2025.
Yeah, it's gonna be right after Call of Duty.
When the last one come out, 2013.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, that's absurd,
it's been longer than NCAA.
Yeah, and NCAA only quit coming out because they wouldn't allow it anymore.
It was the name, image, and likeness.
Yeah. Where GTA 6, it's just because Rockstar was like, fuck it.
They took their time.
Well, and GTA 5 was so successful, they didn't need to release another game.
Exactly. And they were doing a whole lot of upgrades to that game. Like,
All
the time.
Yeah.
I didn't really
play. I think it just recently, they recently stopped updating it like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of got out of my GTA phase.
I used to be in the GTA phase for a minute.
Never hopped back in it. Like the whole online stuff and everything, I never did that.
Dude.
Which is like basically the whole game now. You know, I just play like story.
Yeah, I only played online. I never played the story, but
yeah.
No, I'm excited
for GTA.
I mean, I played the story, but in the recent years of me playing, I only played online. Never got on the story mode.
Bro, our friends, like, Ty and them, recently, like, in the last year, we'd get on with them, and they would, like, go to, like, looking for, like, looking for matching or whatever, like, looking for group posts.
Oh, yeah.
They would find, like, car meets, and we'd go in there, and we'd go in there with the car meets, and then we would just grief. Everybody.
Yeah,
like
bro. They used to get put in griefer lobbies. You ever seen videos of griefer lobbies?
We would get put in griefer lobbies for playing with them, bro.
Yes.
Like being in a party.
It's
with
like
them.
So. Oh, it's like we're like
you got
so
bad
behavior. Like if you join group posts or group
looking
like,
for group posts,
that stuff.
Yeah,
and you grief like you blow people shit up when they're trying to do something.
Yeah.
Or you just keep fucking people up.
Yeah,
they can report you, and if you get enough reports where it's like okay,
or
this guy's actually being a griefer.
Yeah,
they'll put you in griefer lobbies where it's like there's modders and shit in there. So like anytime you spawn, you just instantly die.
And it's like
it's the craziest shit ever.
If you have bad behavior in the lobby in general, like you can like just if you're griefing in a lobby. And, like, not even if you get reported, you just have bad behavior because, like, GTA will reward you for good behavior, so they'll give you, like, money or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's, like, 100K. It's not shit.
Yeah.
But then if you're, like, bad behavior, they'll put you in griefer lobbies.
Yeah.
And us being in a lobby and a party with Austin in them would make them then put us in a fucking griefer lobby.
Yeah, dude.
So we would get on just to, like, fuck with our cars and shit and just, like, have a little bit of fun.
Just
get raped,
Yeah, you
bro.
Literally
like,
couldn't do anything.
Straight up
so
just
do you
smacked.
Lose money?
No, you just literally you get on, you can't play the game.
But you won't be able to do like any like online missions or anything because you're in a fucking griefer lobby.
And you can't get out
of it. No, you literally can't do anything. And they and they target you, bro. Like it's they see a little
because there's
Lord Farquaad join the lobby and then you're just fucked,
yeah, bro. And there's modders in there, dude. Yeah. So like they're doing like crazy shit you can't defend yourself against. Like
Reese and I would go around and to be fair, like part of the griefing shit was our fault because we would get in his like fucking your insurgent and I would just get in the back. He would drive around, and we would just straight.
You'd just be shooting.
We would just straight shoot everybody just rape everyone. I hate you, bro.
I wish this.
Yo, hot take though. Taco Bell or Taco John's?
All right, man. So
Taco John's.
So say that you.
What can say it again? Say it louder for the people in the back.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. I agree if you have, not a college income. You know what I mean? Like,
Taco John's is expensive.
Eat it quick.
It is. You know? That is what's nice about Taco Bell. You can get a lot of food for cheap. Exactly.
But they're going up in price, too. Yeah, like, they are. $5 box is not a thing.
Yeah, there's no longer $2 burritos. Box.
No.
They're, $2.57 now, which... Yeah. But still.
I hate that. I feel like 2 years ago, it was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, just recently.
Well, bro, like, McDonald's, like, you can't buy a large drink for a dollar anymore.
No. How much is it?
Like, $1.70.
Really? That's crazy.
But the cool thing about McDonald's is their app goes crazy, dude. Oh,
man. The amount of times that I've used that app is ridiculous.
And the deals that are on there are insane.
Oh, man. You can get 2 quarter pounders for $5.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Like, right now, they have this one where any purchase over $2, you get a free any size fry.
Oh, which is really?
Crazy, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'd be doing that.
Yeah, I might have to hop on that one.
Yeah, but I'm a Taco John's guy.
I'm a Taco John's guy.
Man, you take money out of it, it's not even close. Exactly. Even with money in it, I'm still...
With money in it, I would rather go to Taco John's. For sure.
Even with money?
Without money.
Oh, without
money. Like, if it was just, an option, you're like, hey, let's go...
I do think the drink options at Taco Bell, the Baja Blast is just different.
The portions... Like a large at Taco John's.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is huge.
Yeah. Bro, say, there's some people that don't. Dude, we have listeners from literally everywhere.
That's true. Taco John's is like a regional thing.
It's like a.
It's only in like Wyoming, Montana.
And like northern Colorado.
Yeah.
So it's like a Taco Bell, but like a little bit better. Like, yeah. It was made in what? Was it made in Cheyenne?
Yeah.
It's really fucking good.
It's better quality, I feel like.
Would you compare it to like a Del Taco? Maybe.
Yeah, I'd say it's better than Del Taco.
I would say it's better than Del Taco, but for
it's a different, it's a very Americanized.
Yeah, Mexican. So, restaurant.
It's Tex-Mex,
yeah.
Bro.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very.
It's good stuff though. I used to get the super potato Lay's.
It'll fuck your stomach up though. That's for sure. So if you're thinking,
Taco but John's this is coming from the guy who literally can't even drink water without his stomach getting upset.
Bro, Matt is lactose intolerant too, bro. Like,
yeah, but all you do is eat. Candy and drink energy drinks. That's not true, no. You didn't want to do this podcast because you had to go to Loaf and Jug to get your little snack.
I didn't want... Dude, we do it every time.
If you
were fucking here for a podcast episode, you would fucking know. We go to the fucking gas station before the podcast episodes. But you haven't fucking showed up one single time. So I don't want to hear your stupid bullshit. Yeah. You sit your ass down there and be quiet.
So my point is proven about him being on a hunt.
No, because this motherfucker comes in here and he's big dicking us like he doesn't want to fucking be here.
Oh, that's,
and he's fucking sitting there acting all fucking big and bad. And I come in.
Have you seen the? Okay, finish your.
No, I come in and every time I come into Reese's house for the podcast, we go to Reese lives really close to a Loaf and Jug. We just walk to Loaf and Jug, grab some snacks, come back, bro.
I'm not hating on it.
This
I'm just
fucking
saying,
guy.
You can't
tell
go
how close
comes
you
are to Loaf and Jug.
Yeah, just give out my location while you're at it.
I said pretty close. whatever.
Many feet are we talking?
I walk in. Shut up, Cam.
Literally,
idiot.
Though, if we're being literal, it's probably 20 feet away.
Yeah. It's like right around. You're basically in Loaf and Jug.
But the energy isn't on 100%. I'm just fucking angry that this guy acts like he's too good to be here, even though he wanted to fucking be here.
That is a hot take because it's not like I act like it. I work at night, and you guys work during the day. So
cool,
it just doesn't
bro.
Line up.
Like, then don't say yes to the fucking podcast.
I don't. I say no. That's
yo,
why
have
I don't
you
show
seen,
up.
Have you seen that thing where, I think it was Howie Mandel's podcast.
And
where,
Dana White walked off.
Yeah, he was just like, he was talking Dana White up. He was like, dude.
Great.
Business mogul, just all this shit. And he goes, You know, thank you for having me on, but I really am just sick and tired of podcasts. Matter of fact, I'm just not going to do this one right now. Just like sets the headphones down and walks out and he's just like.
Yeah, but I mean, he's one of those guys in the podcast community that you want on. Like,
oh, dude,
like,
because
he's one of the top because he's guys. So like, honest. Elon Musk,
he's just going to be Rogan, honest Dana about White. Shit. And people want to hear people who are just brutally
exactly.
honest.
Oh, like, yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't have to.
You have to be brutally honest to just hear someone talk about all your accolades and then just be like, you know, I'm tired of podcasts.
Exactly. Set the thing you just down. Get up just, like a freaking gangster. Yeah, dude. He's an animal, man.
Yeah, he is an animal. So, and him and Joe Rogan are just they're crazy.
I didn't realize how little Joe Rogan was.
How tall is he?
Like 5'5"?
5'5". He's tiny. But he's huge,
yeah,
right?
He's so huge. Yeah.
You'd think he's like 6'2". I just every time I watch a fight, he goes up there and he just looks like a little kid.
Yeah.
Holding the mic up.
I just watched...
but he would roundhouse your face in.
Thing where he was on ESPN. It was like in 2004. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to a boxing analyst. And he was it was like UFC versus boxing. This is in 2004, before UFC was like really getting big.
Right, right.
And he was like, he was saying something where he was like, I am a boxing fan, but just know that one day the UFC is going to swallow boxing. Yep. And honestly, he ain't wrong.
He predicted it. Boxing is so shadowed now.
And now it's even worse because you have all these influencers trying to do it, and it's just hurting boxing.
It is.
The true boxing. Like, it's not hurting boxing. Like, it's keeping it relevant. People want to start boxing. Exactly. But the like actual professional boxers, more people tune in to watch Jake Paul fight than an actual professional boxer that's...
has been doing it his whole life. Yeah.
Yeah, 49 KOs and has three different weight class belts. Like,
I don't know, it might be a hot take, but I kind of like how it switched over for a little bit where it was like big name fights like Jake Paul, Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Because it brought like it boxing was good back for, up.
Yeah,
because,
it was it made
like,
it,
wasn't like when Conor
it made
and Floyd
boxing exactly. Yeah, it made boxing like irrelevant. Term again, like people were using, you know, and people, talking and I'm sure it influenced people to want to get into boxing. Don't get me wrong,
for sure.
The actual true professional sport of boxing, it did take away from it, for sure.
And that's why none of those big fighters want to fight.
And the thing about the UFC is, no influencer is going to want to do the UFC,
no, because it's
well, one, they're not going to let him in, they're not going to, dude, it's like telling a guy off the street to come in and just, hey, come in and fight Khabib,
yeah. You know what's so funny is that I saw a video of a guy, and he just walked into a random boxing gym, and he was like talking to the owner, and he's like, "Let's spar."
Yeah.
And apparently that is like a big no-no in the boxing community. Yeah. You can't just go ask somebody to spar.
Yeah.
And the guy just kind of played around with him for a little bit, and then just started going crazy.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that was such a big thing, because I feel like that's something that any of us would do
just to be like a clown about it,
yeah, or just to like even get that experience. You'd be like, hey man, I kind of just want to spar you, and he's like, all right,
yeah,
fuck you up.
I feel like, yeah, I could see why it's like disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to Sneeko. Yeah, that was crazy. That was low-key so props funny. To Sneeko though for just standing up and taking that shit.
Oh yeah,
he took it. Yeah,
because they were throwing mad towels in there, and he was just getting his shit rocked. Yeah, and he didn't fall, bro.
Mm-mm.
I feel like though, if Strickland really wanted to, he probably could have knocked him out.
Oh, easy.
Like, I think
he has so much power.
Dude, I don't think I saw that video.
He could have just...
Really? That's a good video.
It's literally, they were just kind of sparring around, and then Strickland's like, all right, you ready? And just started fucking...
Turned it on.
Going crazy.
He let him go for like four
By
minutes.
The way, Sneeko's big. Like, tall.
He's super tall.
He's like
super
just tall. The same height as Strickland, who's like 6'3".
Like 6'2"?
Yeah, 6'2", 6'3".
Minus 50 pounds.
Yeah.
You know?
And doesn't know how to box either.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were just boxing, like they were sparring. But he had no headgear on.
Was talking shit the whole time. Yeah, he was like, yeah, hit me there.
Well, and afterwards, he even was like, respect to Sneeko for standing up that way.
He said that if he would have just fell down, he would have stopped hitting him.
Yeah,
like, if he would have hit the floor, I would have just stopped.
I like Sean Strickland, but there's also points where it's like, some of the shit he says is really crazy.
It's all that CTE.
And also in UFC, the biggest guys usually are the ones that just say the most crazy shit. Like Conor McGregor started that shit.
Oh yeah,
like he was the first one to be like
that video of the guy in the crowd chanting for.
Oh yeah, and
the
whole stadium just starts saying it. Yeah,
that is one of the coolest.
I like the one where right before he won the belt, he was at the press conference with Jose Aldo. Like, this is before he had won any belts. Before he was, like, Conor McGregor.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he sat there and he's like, if this was a different time, I'd ride up on my horse and... Or ride through the favelas on my horse. And anyone who wasn't fit for work, I'd kill. But it's a different time, so I'm going to fight this dude on Saturday night. And it just the craziest shit. But, yeah. like, that's yeah. the cool thing about the UFC is they can just say literally yeah. whatever they want.
Or, like, what I thought you were going with was... when he said early on in his fighting, he was like, I want to get to a spot where I can buy this,
oh,
this,
yeah.
and then I'll be yeah. successful. And then somebody in a press conference brought it
repeated
up.
Repeated it, yeah.
And they're like, how do you feel now? And he's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, dude. I'm up here.
He did
it's
say
gotta it. It's got to be such a feeling
oh, dude.
To get recognized like that.
Well, and those guys, also part of the reason why they say the shit they say is because, like, who's going to walk up to them and be like, hey, man, don't say that shit.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
those guys,
and when you have
those guys White are literally a weapon. Their body is a weapon.
Yeah, yeah. They, aren't they not allowed to fight? Like they, it's
like I'm pretty sure if they got in a street fight, I think they're it's like considered it's something they consider it something.
It's something special.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're professionally trained,
exactly.
Then they're like, all right.
Bro, dude. I'm pretty sure motherfuckers get charged. Like mixed martial artists get charged with like assault with deadly weapon.
I think so. Yeah, I think that is what it is. What they classify it as, and you obviously probably can't fight.
Probably because like yeah, because they can just kill people, dude. Like literally just.
Yeah, it's. I don't think people realize like, John how Jones different they are.
Yeah, like imagine John Jones in a street fight.
John Jones is the scariest dude on the planet.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who's that guy whose punch is like
getting Francis Ngannou.
Oh my god.
Well, what's crazy about
Ford Escort.
What's scary about the whole Francis Ngannou thing? Yeah, that's crazy. But what's scarier about that whole thing is like the guy Francis Ngannou went 5 rounds with and like it was a really close fight, barely won. John Jones went in after 5 years of not fighting.
Yeah.
Went in. And
beat him in 30 seconds.
Yeah, choked him out 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's...
What the fuck? Like, that ridiculous. Shit is just insane, bro.
Yeah.
John Jones is different. But...
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know Joe Rogan was that short, though. Talk about a dude that's also kind of a badass himself, though. Have you seen the videos of him doing that, like, that spinning back kick?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, literally fucking...
But that's, like, all he...
Fucking Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean... That's all he does is just work on his body.
Yeah. I think he's done everything.
Like
I think he used to be a kickboxer, too, or something like that. Something weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably like Muay Thai or something like that.
Yeah, Muay Thai, maybe.
Bro, I'm fucking 3 minutes into this 5-minute video.
It's a
lot. Why would you watch the five-minute video?
Yeah, you got to get to the end.
It's the only one that was there, bro.
You got to get to the end. See, this is where it starts
like, I'm already here, so I'm just
going to... This is like where... But yeah, the video he's watching, if you guys don't know, is... Sean Strickland and Sneeko, who's like a influencer kind of guy. I think
like
he started.
He
started.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Holy fuck! He's beating the fuck out
and
of
him. And
Sean
Strickland and him were sparring, and then Sean Strickland just like started like beating the shit out of him, pretty much. They were like throwing towels in, and he just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He eventually stopped because let's be honest, if he didn't want to stop, he would have literally.
Oh my god!
It's
bro.
Crazy to see that because like in any sport.
Yo,
you see the people that are like, hey, I could do that.
In 10 seconds, he fucking busted this guy's nose. Literally in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, dude,
it was on that uppercut. Though.
Like I said, that's
crazy.
That is a trained fucking fighter and an influencer. Like, that's just what it is. That's why no influencers go into the UFC, but they can go into boxing, you know? Because the UFC is just a different...
Sorry, this is off the
other end of
things.
Throw it out there, bro.
But also a little cringy, but... Justin Bieber might sign a 1-year contract with an NHL team.
With an NHL team?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I guess I didn't know he was at
with the Sticks, man. Like Seiko's he's so he did he's been doing the All-Star game and like he's the celebrity like for their celebrity game.
Yeah.
He's been doing that since he was like 13, but like this year they talked to all the players and the coaches and everything and they're like, this guy's like actually decent. He keeps up with it, like he trains. And a couple of the big corporations, like the big teams, they were like, we have enough money. You know, we can give him a little 1-year contract.
Yeah. My whole thing with that is like, I don't know how big Justin Bieber is, but like he might be, you know, good on the skates and with the stick and everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when another hockey player who is coming at you,
yeah.
or what if they want to fight him? What if they want to fight him, dude?
Yeah, because you know there's somebody that's going to be like, oh.
Justin Bieber? I'm going to fight Justin Bieber right now.
Exactly. Send your enforcer out.
Shit, I would do it if I were a hockey player.
Oh, yeah.
Be the funniest thing
ever. And I feel like, honestly, like, watching him, I feel like he'd, like, be okay with it. Like, he gets the whole culture, you know.
I'm sure. Well, and I'm sure he probably can take a decent. I'm sure he played when he was a kid.
Yeah,
you know?
But he's not.
But it's different in the NHL level. Because those, like, you have crazy Russian dudes in there too, trying to kill people.
Eight times harder than an NFL player.
Oh yeah, and it's on ice.
Yeah.
And then after they hit you, they want to fight you.
Exactly.
Literally, like,
exactly. As soon as you're recovering, they're on you.
Yeah. Oh, I just hit you pretty hard, and you kind of took it. All right, we're fighting now.
Yeah, going 20 miles an hour on skates.
Yeah.
Right to your sternum.
Yeah. Right after that, you got to get
onto
up.
A board.
Right after that, you got to get up and fight somebody.
Yeah.
And they're not splitting it up for at least like 30 seconds.
Yeah, they let you go.
Yeah. And then once it starts getting long, they're like, all right.
Yeah.
We got to play, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I said, cool.
Yeah.
But like that part of the game, is he going to be able to do that?
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like he'll go in again, one game of the whole thing and then get out of there. I don't think that has never been done, huh? Like just some famous celebrity goes into
I haven't really
an athlete doing another sport.
Yeah, that's true. I've only really gotten into hockey like in recent years, and I haven't even really got into it that crazy. So I don't know. Like, I feel like hockey's one of those sports that you would think really it wouldn't happen in, because it is just such a crazy sport.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I know there's celebs that can hoop pretty well, but not NBA style.
Exactly.
Like, the NBA is just different.
That's what's crazy. Yeah.
Well, what people don't realize about the NBA, the NBA's defense isn't the greatest, but you also got to realize, even if they were playing just solid defense, those guys can score no matter what.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, you don't stop those guys. They score no matter what's in front of them.
Every single player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, every single player. Like, bottom of the bench dudes would kill the top Division I basketball players.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's, I don't know, that number 15 on the Pokes, this kid is a scrub, man. And he's just like 6'7" and on the team.
Taller than that.
Yeah, I think I heard about him. Someone's talking about how, like, he just couldn't catch the ball or something like that.
He's pretty god awful.
It's like,
but you know,
I don't know.
He's way better than
for sure. He's playing, but like his level and the rest of the starting five.
Yeah.
I don't think he starts, but
he doesn't. He goes on the bench.
But the starting five, it's just like two different planets of skill level.
He gets shit minutes too. It's like pretty dire when they put him in. It's like
exactly.
You know, this guy's sweating bullets over here working, so you gotta take him out for a second.
Exactly.
But he's like an unathlete. He's just like a baby giraffe.
Yeah, it's running out there. He's so funny to watch.
Yeah, he's just yeah.
I mean, was
that the dude we saw the other day?
Yeah,
I think
me and Brennan saw that guy today at the union, and Brennan started talking shit on him.
Yeah,
Jesus,
I mean, dude. Props to him. We're not doing that.
Yeah, yeah,
but
we also.
But I mean,
but here's the thing. Here's what I don't like about all this is like, you know, we always are like, yeah, you know, we aren't doing that.
That is him.
Someone tag him on Instagram.
You know, everybody's like, well, you guys can't do that. You guys, you know. Don't know what it's like to play that. But here's the deal. We also have the right to criticize people.
Exactly.
So I'm going to criticize someone if they're not good.
In Lithuania and for Nebraska.
Really?
Okay.
Pro in Lithuania?
Probably not.
He should probably go back.
Probably not. Dude, I always thought those European guys were better than that.
I mean, there was a guy when I was living in Sheridan. He would go to play pickup at the Y.
Yeah.
And I think his name is like Antoine Proctor, and he was playing overseas. He just like come back and live in Sheridan. But that guy was insane. Insane.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a guy that was like, he was
even pro
teammates with my boss during the summertime. They played at EWC, but he was from, where was it? It was one of those like semi-Russian countries.
Siberia or something.
Serbia.
I mean,
same place where Jokic is from.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was clean with it. I'm not gonna lie. He was so like competitive. Like when we go play pickup, he would want to fight people for no reason.
I hate when people are that good and then they just get competitive.
Yes,
I'm like
he would dunk up. He was the type that would like We're playing pickup, right? And he's playing with a bunch of high schoolers because that's, like, all that would play pickup in Douglas, right?
Yeah.
And he would dunk on somebody and then, like, push him afterwards. And it would be like, yo,
I'm 15,
that's
man.
Assault, man. Yeah, like, chill it's out, funny man. If we're the same age. But, dude, yeah, you're, like, 8 years older than me and you're a grown-ass man.
So how was your guys' open gyms? I guess it was pickup, but, like, your open gyms in Douglas growing up. Because, like, in high school in Riverton, we would be, like, our high school team would play, and then everybody in college would just come down and play with us for open gyms during the summertime.
See, we didn't have a college, so usually where the pickups got the biggest, we had this thing called Men's League, and it was on Wednesday night. Hey, man, I don't know if you noticed, but we're actually doing a podcast right now, and I don't think you've said a word in the past 30 minutes.
I definitely have.
But anyways.
No, I remember you telling me about Men's League.
Yeah, it was called Men's League, and it was, like, every Wednesday night. And it was a bunch of the old, like, dad dudes, which some of them were steezy. But
that's kind of how ours
there was, like, 10 to 20 of just dads that would show up every night to those.
Awesome.
And then it was, like, all the high schoolers, and then, like, let's say on Christmas break or summer break, all the college, like,
one motherfucker that would just show up to this fucking, to Men's League, dude. You know exactly who I'm fucking talking
Cam
about.
Cam Lally. Dude, he, guy. Well, I think he lives here now, but, dude, this guy, this is, like, he used to play, like, old-fashioned basketball. And when I tell you, like, he would dribble the ball down, right? And he would go down into the paint, short little dude, and just dribble circles till he could find someone that was open.
Or just fucking lay it up.
Right? Yeah, or, yeah, he would literally just dribble there, wait, see if anyone was open, and finally just lay it up. But it got pretty competitive, because, like, I'm not gonna lie, some of those dads were good.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And they're grown men. So, like, you had, they were physical as hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how it was for us. Like, we say the college, but it wasn't, like, CWC that would come. It was all former Riverton High School players that were, like, went to college, might be playing. Like, Chris Quayle played D1, and then he would come back. And
plus, just a bunch of random people we showed up. Like,
yeah, there's days where you'd get, like, just people you've never met. And
yeah.
I don't know. It was always really good runs, though. What, like, looking back,
we had, like, three full courts going.
Yeah,
and
they
then,
were,
like, people sitting on the sides.
Yeah, great runs, and, like, all competitive, and I don't know. Those are good times. But I like what we're doing at the Civic Center now.
Yeah.
Just with the
I wish we could get more peoples, though, you know?
Bro, Garrett.
Yeah, but once
Garrett
you get,
will have fun
once you get, like, above right where we're at right now,
it gets crazy.
It's going to get crazy.
Like, yeah, I know.
It's
but
gonna
I
get
want
too
that.
Crazy. No. It's going to be half acre. And we don't want, I don't want half
acre. Well,
we
it won't
want,
get half acre crazy.
It will.
That
it
shit
will.
Is crazy.
It will.
Half tell people that are, like, stupid. Pissed off at half acre will just
exactly.
come.
I want that, though.
No.
Because I'm tired of running the same people.
That's, no, it's fun
it's
that way.
So fun, because we can just sit there and it's like,
and
we're all just
yeah, I mean, we could do
and
it on our own
random
terms.
Random beef with people. Like, the worst thing to have is, like, random beef with like people you don't know. You
yeah,
know?
And I don't know. It's I feel like it would just
though.
Change. Like, if we want half acre, we'll just go to half acre. But,
yeah.
like, Civic, just drop
it. Keep
it
the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, keep just keep that.
I do like how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because,
like, the group that we have been going with, I guess, we haven't been because of Rec League, but
if
that last group that we were going with was that was fun.
Yeah, like when we first started going to the Civic Center,
mm-hmm.
remember that group we had where
like 2
like,
years ago?
Yeah,
yeah,
that was nice. I like
that. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, when I never went.
Yeah,
I guess I missed like all these guys that were going. I just didn't
yeah,
go.
We,
I don't
well,
know.
We were
so
having
weird.
A bunch of weird like people that would show up though.
Yeah,
really.
Like
remember,
not weird
so,
people, but it was like random.
Did
you, know?
You play with us that that? Time last year, maybe 2 years ago, but there's that blonde kid, probably 6'6", skinny, young, with a UNC shirt. He was the best on the court for sure.
Mm.
Anyways, turns out that he's a freshman playing for UW right now, too.
Oh yeah, yeah. When all those high schoolers were there,
mm-hmm.
they were like high schoolers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
I do
kid
remember
was
that time.
Wait, the
so
blonde
good.
Kid that was dunking his head?
Yeah,
yeah. He walked on at UW. I heard.
Really?
About, yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't know he walked on. I thought he was on scholarship.
Does he play?
No.
No. Yeah.
No, I don't think he's... I don't know if he's got minutes yet.
I know. The only kids that I remember going to UW from Wyoming for basketball, there was this kid from Wheatland, and he was actually, like, really good. This was, like... Dude, I was probably, like, 10, 12.
Yeah.
But he was from Wheatland, and he was super tall. I remember he went viral on Vine because he dunked the ball, and he, like, landed right on his head. Like, he
oh,
dunked the
really?
Ball and someone
oh,
was under
yeah,
him
yeah.
and he came down. Yeah, that was him.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was his name?
I can't remember. But he was from Wheatland.
Okay.
I know that. Like, if you go to Wheatland and Pretty sure it was Wheeler or Torrington. It was one of the two.
Yeah. There's another kid from Torrington. His name was Jason McMahon. He was from Torrington.
Yeah, it might have been. But, yeah, they just got, like, this whole thing about him.
Oh, yeah. You know. That clip went crazy, though, when he did, like, a full flip and landed on his head.
Yeah, that was nuts. But, yeah, he was from
Wyoming.
That's the only one I can remember.
Hunter Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got – he's had minutes, too. Like, last year he was getting minutes.
Is he still on the team?
I don't think so.
I was going to say, dude. Yeah, he was there for, like, 8 years.
Who else? There was a couple people.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. He had to have.
Those are the only ones I remember, though.
There's got to be, like, one more.
I'm sure there's some. I just don't remember any.
Yeah.
But
– Yeah.
I don't know. Those guys are good, though.
They are good. They are
like,
good.
Like you said, though, even, like, some of the ones where you, like, look at them on the court and you're like, hey, man, these guys aren't good. But it's like, hey, these guys can hoop.
Exactly.
We just think they ain't good because they're playing against other guys who are also really good. So.
Yeah, definitely.
No, but
no. You guys should. We should all go to a game because it's this group that they got is kind of impressive. We could be really good, but something doesn't happen, right? And then we just all go.
Well, in the Mountain West men's basketball is kind of good.
It's solid.
They got some good teams.
Solid.
And they've been like that for the past couple of years. Well, they had a team make the national championship last year.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to say it was a fluke. That was a good team.
Yeah.
But they also got their ass kicked in that.
And, I mean, we made it in 2022 as well.
Yeah.
Barely, though.
Barely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were ranked for
weeks. Well, in Colorado, before we beat Colorado State, they were ranked.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know?
True.
And then Utah State, who we played last night, was ranked, weren't they?
Yep. Well, so, I think so. Weren't?
Yeah, I think.
No clue.
I think they were like 20.
See, like that, we should have won that game.
That's what I heard. My boss went
to
the last
night. We just lost it in the second half.
The first half was super good ball, and then you knew that Utah was going to come out hot.
Yeah. But, yeah, no. So Matt has a res dog. Rescued it.
All right.
From the res.
No. So that's
used to be
false.
Chewing off bumpers and shit.
that's false.
Now he's just the most humblest dog ever.
Yeah, he really came out of the trenches. I got him out of the hood for sure.
No, he isn't a res dog. I'm sorry, Matt, but he really does look like a res dog.
Yeah, I mean, he probably looks like a res dog, but
just
res
dogs look.
Oh man, it's almost degrading.
See, I think he looks more like a dingo than like a res dog.
All right, well, let's get off of my dog and just talk about res dogs in general.
Yeah, let's talk about res dogs.
Those guys,
those things are different.
They're different, man.
They are
just move differently.
I really. Just want to put this in. I think the only reason that was a topic was to make fun of Matt's dog.
Oh, I know.
But we could talk about res dogs. And they are different. Like, you see videos of dogs chewing off bumpers and shit. That's real, dude.
Oh,
like, res dogs do that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Growing up in Riverton, and you go out to the reservation, you see some crazy shit with those dogs.
Yeah.
Like, they're just wild dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just generations of wild dogs. And
Well, here's the deal. They weren't always wild dogs.
No.
They were at one point owned by somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, fuck, I don't want this dog no more. And just let it do whatever it wants.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you got a whole pack of just...
Hounds.
Just crazy dogs, dude.
Yeah,
just
they're pretty feral for sure.
Feral.
A lot of them running
hell.
Fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
There was...
I
we were out at
one time to St. Stephen's, and there was just like a whole pack of... Res dogs chewing on a carcass on the side of the road.
Yeah, they're gnarly.
Did you go ride one or what?
One
down?
They're scary.
They're scary.
Oh, dude,
yeah. We were out at a party at a spot called Dewey Spot. And
what spot?
Dewey Spot. And there was a pack of dogs, like, up on this hill. And they were just, like, watching us party. And it was the craziest thing because we're like, these guys will fuck us up, and we're all drinking, you know.
What's crazy about it is they're usually not bigger dogs either.
No,
they're
no.
just they're not small dogs, but
they're like moose dogs.
Yeah, you know, I would say medium to small dog.
Yeah, for
sure. Medium dog.
Yeah,
and dude, they're just aggressive as hell though.
They're
that's
aggressive.
Really what
that's,
it is.
Yeah, and if you get five of them, man, coming at you.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's nothing
you
can do.
You're done.
You start. That's usually, you know, when they
wait for you.
You know, when when people be wandering off on the reservation and then they go missing.
Yep.
It isn't because they went anywhere. They probably found a pack of dogs, Or the pack of dogs found them.
Yeah.
And it got a little Western on them real fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just saying, man. And then they find him, and they're like, man, I wonder what happened here. It looks like goddamn raccoon got him. It wasn't a raccoon. It was a res dog.
It was just res dogs.
Hey, man. Happens all the time.
Yeah, you get a little too much.
You get a little too turned over, and next thing you know, you find yourself a pack of wild dogs. Not wild dogs. But first of all, let's get this straight. These are not wild dogs. These are res dogs.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
They're step above or wild, aren't they?
Well, they don't want to be out in the wild. They want to be on the res where the action's happening, man. They don't want to go. They don't want to just go out and hunt for themselves. They just want to do just conniving shit, man. I don't even know. I feel like they just are existing to do bad shit.
Yeah.
Like they're just you know what it is? It's because they were abandoned and that shit had
it's just trauma.
Yeah. Like, you know what?
They're just puppies.
Fuck all these guys for abandoning us. Yeah, let's get
eat them. Speaking of trauma, let's unpack yours, Matt.
Jeez.
I don't know, man. I don't know if we have enough time.
Just trauma dump on us, real quick.
Trauma dump. Yeah. Is this a therapy chat session now?
Yo, speaking of crazy, though, I do want to talk about, you know what, the UFC fight's coming up tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow?
Two nights.
Not tonight. You know what I meant. Yeah, this weekend. Yeah. You know, Volk isn't an Australian dude, and we were just talking about how he looks crazy. I want to talk about why Australians just are crazy in general. Just everything they do is just max crazy.
I love Australians, man.
I do too. Like, how can you not like
them? Yeah.
Because they're just crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, the place they live in itself is a wild, wild place.
Yeah.
A place that personally I don't know if I want to live there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking, like, wildlife and shit. Everything there is just nuts.
Yeah, talk about boxing. Boxing a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Bro, I saw a fucking video today of a guy boxing a deer.
Yeah, you sent that to me. Yeah. He wasn't really boxing it, dude. The deer was kind of kicking his ass.
Man. Yeah.
This guy pinned in his truck.
Beating the fuck out of
him. This guy's just pinning it. He can't shut his door because his deer's just sitting there. Just
smacking him, bro.
Just kicking the fuck out of him.
And he's like trying to kick the deer back, but he couldn't get it. And the deer was just fucking hoving him, bro.
Hey.
You know how bad that is?
Dude, I got chased by
rocks.
I got chased by a deer one time.
Really? I chased deer.
No, I was in my back alley in Douglas, and I was throwing the garbage away.
Is it a buck?
No, well, I think it was because there was a baby. No, it was a doe. Or not a doe. A fucking...
Fawn?
No, the fawn was there. The mom was right next to it.
It was clearly a foe, bro.
And
it wasn't a friend. It was a foe.
And it was a ways down this alley. So I'm like, it's a fucking deer or whatever. I'd throw the garbage away. Next thing I know, I hear this motherfucker running.
It's trotting at you.
And I had to go like probably 10, 15 yards to get like back in my fence.
Yeah.
And dude, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because like, dude, was usually you see a deer and they run.
There you go.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not getting fucked.
Standing on business.
That's dude. I wasn't fucking around, man.
Standing on business.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, show them that video.
If I can find this video, you guys, it's a little graphic, but
what is it?
Standing on business, like,
you know who always stands on business? Who? Australians, man.
They do.
They don't fuck around.
Yeah, but they're so polite about it too. You know.
I feel like they're not polite.
Really?
Why, I feel like they're not rude.
Call you to cut?
No, I feel like they're not rude, but but I feel like it's they just like
you can't.
Like, I feel like they're not rude. It's just like their personality isn't like polite. It's just like
I don't know. I feel like every Aussie I've ever met,
they're aggressive.
No,
bro, all super the Aussies cool. I've ever met are nice as fuck.
Super
bro.
Cool. They're just happy to be
all, yeah, they're cool.
Dude, all
I'm
of them.
I'm not saying they're not
how
nice.
How many were up there like last year that bro, were just so fucking
listen,
cool,
I'm not man. Saying Australians
that,
are
that group of guys that kept yeah, coming. Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not nice. I'm also but I'm not saying that
I would take an Aussie over somebody from the UK.
Yeah, well, anything. That's because people from the UK are weird, dude. Yeah. They just do, like, very people from the UK are really what Aussies, they should be Aussies. They're just,
they were Aussies. Well, Aussies were then.
Yeah, but better, you know. They sent all the cool
people. they did what we did, but. Well,
yeah, UK is
they
literally everyone.
They force them to be there.
Exactly.
Everyone who leaves the UK ends up being cooler than the UK.
Yeah, I mean.
And then British people want to be like Americans.
Yeah, okay.
You ever seen those videos where they're like, they like say so, they say something that's huge in America or something like that, and they're like, oh yeah, I really messed with that. And then they, like, it's just trying to get these British people to look really stupid because they, like, hate America, but they really just like all our shit.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I feel like that's the truest thing with British people.
Yeah.
And they probably hate Australians because they made them. Yeah. They made them the way they are.
Exactly.
By sending them to, like, this hellacious place, and then these guys just thrived for some reason. And they just, like, did way better than any British person who still lives in Britain did, you know?
Yeah.
No, but what were you saying, though? Oh, standing on business. What was that video about?
It was just this chick, and she was just standing on business. You know, it's... I don't know. What? It's just, it's hard to explain.
You ever seen that coach? I think he was Missouri's coach for college football.
Why are we moving past that, Matt? I just want to know what it is.
They beat somebody. It was a pretty good team.
Just say it.
They we'll
find it real quick.
I don't know what I see. Okay,
50 minutes and 37 seconds. You're going to have to cut it. It's this chick, right?
Yo, wait a minute. Is it really that bad though? Like,
yeah, it's not.
It's it's something.
No.
Are you gonna be able to cut this?
Well, I just want to hear what it is. But how bad is it? Like,
it's not something that I personally want to say.
Is it someone dying or?
It's not something I personally want to
say. Well, I know that, but
unless it's getting cut, you know.
But now we're making things.
How about we just wait? We only got like 9 minutes, anyways. So let's just.
No one's gonna listen to this episode, probably.
They're
like, who the fuck is Matt Cleveland?
Bro, I'm crushing this fucking game, right?
Dude,
now.
I can't.
This guy's
tell
playing
the videos about. This will make it. This is.
Yeah, like, if you could tell us what the videos are about.
It's truly thought provoking, is what it is.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Can you tell us what the video is about without us having to cut it? Or
I'd rather not.
Okay. No, I just say you explain the whole thing. Let's let it roll.
Can you fucking explain it then?
Not my video.
It's your
it's
video?
Not my video either. It just happened to pop up on my
itself on his
on
Facebook.
Facebook. It was.
It came on your Facebook.
So I don't know. I've got a thousands of people on Facebook, and every once in a while I get some random that just shares some wild shit.
First of all,
and
before
this
we
is
get
one
too
of
deep in this, how old are you that you're getting thousands of things on Facebook? Because I only know a couple other people that get thousands of things on Facebook, and they're all 60 plus.
You didn't know Matt was a huge Facebook Reels creator?
Yeah.
Dude.
You know,
he's real popular with the 70-year-olds.
Yeah.
Facebook's wild, bro. Like, that really is wild.
I know, and I didn't use Facebook for a period of my life, and then I got back on the Facebook grind, you know?
Like, are you Facebook beefing with grandmas or something out here? Like, I don't understand how this works.
Well, it's just, I go on there, you know, it's a different algorithm of videos to watch. You know, these are all satisfying, like, working videos. Like, cutting metal and shit.
Dude, but and now that they've lifted, like, I don't know if you guys have been on Twitter. Which, great for Twitter for lifting all the restrictions off shit. But at the same time, dude... Like, I'm not even trying to get stuff in my algorithm, and Twitter is going nuts, dude.
Yeah, I don't even use Twitter.
Yeah, I don't either.
I try not to.
You don't
want to
talk about an app that's fucked up, bro? Reddit.
Oh, well, I use Reddit for
But like... Reddit is better than Twitter now. Twitter has literally...
You can literally
I swear on my life.
Bro, you can watch anything on Reddit you want.
Yeah, but no, but they've been changing it. It's not as bad as it used to be.
I have Reddit.
I have Reddit and Twitter.
Does Twitter have all that death shit now?
Yes. Twitter has no restrictions, dude. Jeez. The only thing they'll do is like...
So it's basically live
the only Yes. The only thing Jeez. They do is like they might put like if someone's saying something and it might be controversial, they'll put under it, this may or may not be false. That's the only thing they'll do, but they'll keep that shit on there. Nothing gets deleted on Twitter anymore, dude.
That's crazy.
Even Elon be tweeting some whack stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Elon is... He's such a character, man.
But, yeah, Twitter's a, like, free... It's like a war zone. It's literally a war zone.
It is. It's nuts. And so, that video that I'm talking about, it was a link that took me to Twitter. So
here's the deal. The fact that you're clicking links is crazy because, dude, someone sends me a link, even if it's like one of you guys, I'm not even trying to click that thing.
Well, no,
I'm worried
I didn't.
That it might.
However, the description went on this guy's thing. It was like, it was like, you'll never believe what happened or something. And I fall for those all the time.
You fall for clickbait?
Oh yeah, dude. I'm like, let's see what happens. You know?
You ever just be on Snapchat stories, and after you get done with all the stories, you see all the like clickbait shit, and it's like mad clickbait. Like you'll click on something, and it's not even like actually on the story.
Yeah,
I do that shit all the time.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, they get you with that. Do you mind explaining what you're doing right now, other than not taking this podcast very seriously?
I am taking the podcast seriously, but I had a thought earlier today in the podcast.
Sean, I think you've said maybe three words this whole fucking time.
It's not true. I just had a thought earlier in the podcast of a game that we all used to play when we were little kids.
So you just decided beginning podcast to just play a game and not talk?
He watched the video and then hopped on the game.
Yeah. That's literally what he did.
So, basically, the Run 3. You ever played Run 3? I literally beat all the number levels so much that I'm on level B3.
Dude, you know we're doing a podcast right now, right?
Yeah, but I'm also playing Run. I'm doing it at the same time.
That's You're not talking, though, bro. The only time you talk is when we engage you in the conversation.
No, I've been asking Matt about his fucking freaky video, bro.
Jeez, man, that's excessive. You act like I'm some weirdo.
It's on your feed, bro. Like, obviously, you're interacting with some shit like that. Like,
no, it was just some...
That's how algorithm works, Bob.
The algorithm is crazy.
It doesn't
play around.
Yeah, you're right. The algorithm
is nuts. Well,
it didn't fucking turn, dude. That's
anyways, yeah, man. I think, you know, I don't got shit else to say. You guys got anything you want to get off your chest?
No. Matt, no, thanks video. For...
Yeah, man, it wasn't the craziest podcast, nothing too nuts. Got a little wild at the end. That's usually how they get. Once people start getting warmed up, they get a little wild at the end.
Right? Yeah.
But, thanks guys for coming on, hanging out with the guys.
And, oh, one more thing about Havasu, and these two are both coming with us this year.
Yep.
But Matt.
Yes, sir.
He's going to expose you on the whole podcast, bro.
Huh?
What are you going to say, Sean?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, were you going to throw that at me? Huh?
No, go ahead. No, go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
I was going to say, last year Matt slept for about 9 hours on a 14-hour trip. So this year we're going to just make sure that he's not doing that. Except we're not going to ride with you, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck for you guys because he's going to be asleep.
Oh, he's asleep every car trip I take.
I don't know. I've been getting better at that. Because now I just, like...
Bro, you literally slept. I'm not even trying to be hard.
What's our rep situation like?
You slept 12 out of that 14-hour drive.
Almost where I think.
Really? Yeah. 12 out of the 14-hour drive.
Well, yeah, man, because I wanted to be well-rested when we got to Vegas. You know, so I could do a little gambling, a little drinking, and then get to Havasu. And, yeah.
You know what I thought about? On the day we come back, we can hit Vegas for a while, too, because it's a Saturday. We're coming back.
We're going back through the Grand Canyon, or we're going back to see the Grand Canyon on the way back. So we're going a different route.
Oh, that sucks.
Matt can go.
I'm gonna be seeing different Grand Canyons on the way back.
We're going through Vegas on the way there, and then we're
So there's a hot spring in Utah that we stopped at last year.
Yeah.
That was a little fun. I kept slipping.
Which one was it?
Hey man, you guys go see the Grand Canyon. I'm gonna see different Grand Canyons. All right.
So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I don't know what I mean by that. All right, well, that's fine. Anyways,
what do you mean by that?
You know what I mean by that.
No, I don't. Explain for everybody on the podcast.
I'm not.
Explain for your mom. Explain for your dad, because they're listening.
They probably know. I'm not mad about it.
Naughty Reese.
I'm just not going to explain it.
I don't know what he means by that.
Also, if anyone's curious about the video Matt was referring to, he's more than welcome to, more than willing to share the link, so just hit him up. No, not happening.
Just go to Matt Cleveland on Instagram. You'll find him. Don't worry. And just DM him. Ask for the link.
Oh, yeah. You want to plug your social?
He'll send it over.
No.
Cam, do you have the link too?
No, I do not. That is Matt's area of focus.
You could DM them both if you really want to. It's just both of their names. Yep. So, I mean.
Cam with a C, not a K.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shoney with a S-C-H.
Matt with a...
With what?
Nothing.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Anyways, thanks for listening to the podcast. See you guys later.
Peace, guys. Bye. Yeah, we'll have another episode up next week. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.